The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day. And the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you remember the first time you experienced a seed germinating? Was it in the garden that your parents or maybe your grandparents had in the backyard? Did you plant the seeds of a vegetable or a flower and then very carefully water them? "Not too much. We don't want to drown them," the adult with you probably said. And then did you return every day, day after day, to the rich black soil, maybe to water a little again if it hadn't rained, and to look carefully, to inspect, to see if anything was happening? And then suddenly, one day, there was a little green shoot. Did the appearance of that delicate green leaf in the earth from a little dry speck of a seed seem mysterious? That's what Jesus was describing in the gospel lesson for today. It is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. This is what the kingdom or the realm of God is like, Jesus tells us. We can't explain how the seed, seemingly lifeless, produces new growth, a new plant, a new life, from stage to stage, until we can harvest it. The crop in life is a welcome, mysterious, miraculous gift of God. This is a glimpse of heaven on earth, the realm of God operating through the ordinary substances of our daily lives. This is how God works in our existence, without our seeing what is happening, without our knowing, without our even having to do anything, after planting the seed, of course, to generate all that we need for our daily bread. We, like Mark's first listeners, may be anxious, unsure of what will happen next in the world. After all, they had survived the uprising in Judah, the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem by the Romans, and they had no idea what would happen next. Should they get together, be revolutionaries, take up arms against the Romans, fight back? Should they be subservient to the Roman authorities and give in to get along? This last year and a half, of course, certainly has been a time of unexpected and sudden changes for us. For some of us, it has even brought devastation. We can choose to fight what our daily reality brings, or we can accept the option that Jesus' parable presented, to trust in God's faithfulness, to work out the age-old promises God has made to humanity. In taking this option, we recognize the story of God's action in the world, having taken the dramatically subversive turn in Jesus' life and public ministry on earth. What are we called to do to bring in God's realm on earth? Well, probably not much more than exercise the faith with which God gifts us, to plant the seed, to water it when there isn't rain, but more than anything else, to be patient for God's work in our world to unfold. The partner to the parable of the seed growing in secret, because that's how that parable that we've just discussed is referred to, in Mark's gospel is the parable of the mustard seed. And this appears in all of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, with slight differences. Here in Mark's gospel, it reads as follows. It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Now, Jesus actually injects a bit of humor with this parable. Mustard plants, although mustard was good for flavoring and preserving food and useful for healing various physical conditions, was not planted as a crop in Jesus' day. It grew wild in Palestine, and once it was introduced in an area, it took over. And mustard plants didn't grow all that large. In fact, the Greek word in the parable that we have translated as shrub actually more appropriately should be translated as vegetable. But that doesn't give us this lovely picture of a full shrub with birds nesting in its shade, does it? So Jesus used a bit of hyperbole to convey the message that God's realm is one where a common plant grown from a tiny seed becomes a rich habitat that welcomes and protects all kinds of creation. Jesus' message to us, as it was to his first listeners, is to participate in the realm that God has introduced to our lives. And if we have any doubt that God will continue to make the heavenly realm break into our earthly one, we need only look back millennia to hear the word of the Lord through Ezekiel, our first lesson for today. I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. This passage recalls the time when, because the people of Judah hadn't been faithful to God, their attention had to be captured. The Babylonians did this by conquering them in battle, ending the line of King David, and deporting the healthy people of Jerusalem to Babylon to live in exile. Although the people were bereft in exile, they were once again paying attention to Yahweh, you can be sure of that. They heard God's promise to take the tender tops of cedars, representing the leaders of foreign lands, and to plant them in Judah. There they would root, grow into magnificent trees and bear fruit, that the leaders of Judah would be restored, even though the people had not been faithful. And under the replanted cedar, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. That theme that we call, might today call it meme, was picked up again and by Jesus, and he used it in his parable. This word of God, long before prophesied and carried out in the history of the people of Judah with the birth of Jesus in David's lineage, calls to mind the mustard shrub that gives sanctuary to all the people of the world. This is God's promise, the fulfillment of which we await as we plant and water and harvest the crop that God gives us as our vocation. If we have any doubt, we need only recall the word of the Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. In the generation after Jesus told his parables, Paul served as apostle, carrying the good news beyond the Jews to the other people of the ancient Near East, Gentiles. He assures us that it is the love of Jesus Christ that empowers us to be faithful as we wait for God's action to be completely unfolded in our world. Through the power of God's Spirit in our lives, we come into trusting relationship with God and each other. We seek good for and the growth of the others in our lives. Paul assures us, so if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. We have been claimed by Christ as new creation. But while we are still on this earth, we must live through the struggles and pain of human life. But we have the comfort of the companionship of Jesus' Spirit through our days as we plant seeds, watch them grow, and then harvest the crop. Let's pray. Dear Lord, transform us into beings who live and love like Jesus. Help us to surrender to your loving power so that we can be made new. Give us new vision to see everyone through the lens of your love for them. Move us to let go of old thought patterns and habits that are not life-giving. Open us to embody divine love to those we would otherwise deem unlovable. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I surrender. has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. And he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us come before the